This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I don't know if you heard the top of the hour news with those three Danish dogs singing. That's nothing. That's nothing. During the break, I went out and with our puppies who adopted us, the two boys, and I just went out there and we did the... The Wright County Choir, and I got to tell you, our dogs did a way better job, but just two of them, than the three dogs from the orchestra in Denmark. Kyle, I really wish I could say, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, right around the corner, it's going to be just fine. Just like they did let's say, 1930, you know, just after the first Great Depression got started, and the heads of state, the captains of industry, the Secretary of the Treasury, the President, boys and girls, it's just going to be fine. Prosperity is right around the corner, and it was around the corner. It came around 1946. That's when prosperity was right around the corner. Kyle, I don't see any good news. I honestly don't. The light at the end of a tunnel is an oncoming train.
We are going to get to the point, and we better get there really quick, to where we just say no more. This Biden administration can make as many rules as they want, and nobody's going to follow them. You just heard at the top of the hour news all these new regulations that they're wanting to put on the trucks. Well, folks, if you cut down your trucking, you increase the cost. If you increase the fuel, you increase the cost to your goods that you are trying to use right now. Also, I want to throw out one thing, and then I want to get to some of these tips for living on the homestead. You heard at the top of the hour news there that 80,000 people a year get this disease that's been around the water, and 100 people a year die from that. Do you realize that that's just barely over a tenth of 1%? When they're wanting you to think in terms emotionally, that's what they're wanting you to do. They want you to think emotionally instead of logically. So when you hear stuff from the government, logically reason what it is that they're saying. Think about it, and then make your own decisions upon how you want to live your life. I'm just telling you, you better start thinking for yourself, like Vince and I have said for years and years and years. Or number one, you'll have somebody else doing your thinking for you, and you will be led, right to a FEMA camp, or back to complete government, absolute government tyrannical control. All right. So I'm going to jump, if it's all right, Vince, with a little bit here. So
yeah, please do.
I'm going to jump to some tricks and stuff that I've just been thinking about that is life around the homestead. When we plant seed, we plant with the moon. So if you have a waxing moon, and that is one that's growing toward a full moon, that's when you want to plant the plants that are going to be sprouting upwards. In other words, like corn, peas, beans, all of those kind of things tend, by our experience, tend to do better when you plant by the moon. When you have a waning moon, in other words, after the full moon headed toward a new moon, which is, you know, no moon or you can't see it at all, right? So it's a full moon headed down. That's when you want to plant the seeds and the plants that grow down into the ground. And I was just looking yesterday in the greenhouse, and last year, I should back up just a second. Last year, I had about 12 feet, maybe 13 feet of tomato plants that I had growing in there that's 2 feet wide, and we grow them staggered because I plant them fairly intensively, and they're pretty well only, well, they are only fertilized with aged chicken manure. And in that, say, 13 feet to be on the safe side, that 13 feet by 2 feet wide, we took out 120 pounds of tomatoes. So you can, that's enough for my wife makes salsa. She makes ketchup. We make all of this stuff ourselves. So these things require water, but they also require a work to be able to do that. And it didn't used to be, I'm just going to throw this out here for an extra thought before I get to more tips. It didn't used to be that it was worth your labor to go do that and plant and grow your own tomatoes in a sense other than the personal satisfaction and the knowledge of knowing how to do it, which I think is worth everything. But it's quickly becoming to the point to where your labor is going to be worth, or the food that you grow is going to be worth your labor, economically speaking. It didn't used to be that way, but it is that way. It's fixing to become that way. Things are going to become inverted. You look at people that are computer geeks now that are getting laid off by the thousands, by these big companies, and you compare that to the demand for tradesmen. People that are electricians, that are plumbers, that are mechanics, that are farmers, that know how to handle animal husbandry. All of those things are becoming higher and higher paid positions. And that trend is going to continue because as we deindustrialize from the high-tech garbage that's going on in this country, the tradespeople that can do things are going to become more and more in demand because we are in a post-mechanical, if you will, engineering type society, so that we're headed from the theoretical into reality, because that's what inflation and a depression is going to do. It's going to take people from the frivolous and theoretical into the practical in order to survive. That's what's fixing to happen. Okay, here's some more tips. When we talked last week, Vince and I did, we said that you could use your used motor oil for bar oil for your chainsaw. And I'll never forget the first time that I told my dad that I had bought bar oil. He started laughing at me. He says, don't you keep your used motor oil? Because he never, ever never bought bar oil in my entire childhood, ever. So I wanted to say this. Back in my dad's day, pretty much you were using straight weight motor oil, 20 weight or 30 weight motor oil. When it got cold, you would run a 20 weight, and when you got And when it got hot in the summer, you'd run a 30 weight in automobiles and pickups. So if you're going to run this oil in your bar oil, if you are using 530 weight or 1030, you should be checking your bar oil level consistently because it will run out a lot sooner. It will work, but you're going to run out sooner. If you can go with 1540 weight, like a diesel oil for that use, you can use that in the bar and chain, and it will last a little longer. You can also, in a pinch, again, don't do anything I say, right? Check this out for yourself. In a pinch, you can run 1540 weight regular motor oil in the hydraulics of like a wood splitter, I know for a fact, because I've had to do it. When I didn't have it many years ago, and I'm not saying used motor oil, I'm saying brand new 1540 weight engine oil for like diesels, you can run them in a hydraulic system for like, at least I have personally for my wood splitter, and it works fine. I had no problems, and I've done it forever. And I just wanted to touch on another thing, and then I'll have you comment if you want, Vince. I had a new record for the Seafoam preserving gasoline. A friend of mine whose house burnt down asked me, said, "Do you have an old beat up chainsaw and bar that I could use and hopefully not, you know, you wouldn't feel bad if it got ruined?" So when we first moved here a little over 7 years ago, I had just purchased a couple of steel, STIHL chainsaws, and I had stuck my old Poulan that I had used for years back in the back of a shelf. Well, it had the Seafoam and the non-ethanol premium gasoline in it a little over 7 years ago. And I couldn't believe when I dug that out of there, I thought, well, I'll just let him borrow this one. And so I thought when I took it out, I set it on the counter because I was going to make sure the oil and gas were all topped off for him and make sure the chain was tight and the chain was sharp. Well, I opened up the gasoline and smelled it just for the heck of it. And this is an old saw. It smelled good. Well, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to see just if this thing will start with this gasoline. And the oil had pretty well leaked out, the bar oil. So I filled that up and took it out there. And I'm not kidding you, Vince. This thing, I pulled it about four times, and this thing kicked right off and started running with no smoking of any kind. So seven years and about 4 months is how long that I know that Seafoam will preserve gasoline, because I completely forgot about that saw.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I didn't hear you say you lent your steel chainsaw. I think I heard you say you lent your Poulan chainsaw. Is that right?
Well, I liked both of them.
Yeah, but which one? Which one did you lend?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about chainsaws. And Kyle, I got to tell you, maybe 20 years ago, pooling was probably okay, but I got to tell you, in the last 15 years or so, I've had two of them, and they wore out very, very quickly. I was extremely disappointed with a later model Poulan. The chain was soft metal. The bar was soft metal. The engine was not very durable, and as a matter of fact, after maybe just a few hours worth of use, it was worn out. Literally, and I brought both of them back. So in terms of what chainsaws seem to be durable in our world, McCulloch I don't think they're even around anymore. It's a heavy chainsaw that worked great. The Husqvarna, which is the orange colored, seems to be okay, but not as good as the steel. So the steel seemed to be the best. Husqvarna might be number two, and then you have older companies like Homelite, that was a fairly good saw, and McCulloch was a fairly good saw. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. You know, and I will tell you, I've had this old Poulan for probably 23, 24 years. It's a really old saw. And that's why I was, because when I got my steels, when I could afford to buy the steel brand saws, the old 34s, the old 36s, and even the little MS-170, I use all of those exclusively now. And I had, the first one after I had the Poulan I bought was an old 031. But the 031, I mean, literally has just I have just used it. I used it for years, but the old Poulan, that I used to have, that I still have actually, has a 20 inch bar on it. And I've cut, I would bet 50 to 70 cord of wood with that in my lifetime. It's been a good old saw and it still runs like a top.
That's a pretty heavy chainsaw to have a 20 inch bar. So that's got to be the reason. The ones that I was probably looking at were more of a homeowner style with a 18 inch bar, and just it wasn't substantial enough to work on the farm. It might be okay for, you know, someone who has a suburban yard and wants to trim a couple limbs, you know, every 5 years maybe, but the one you have sounds a lot heavier than the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, I will say this, folks. There is a real advantage to having something like my little MS-170, which is sort of like a homeowner-type little saw. If you treat it with, like I have said, I put that Prolong in the oil, and I go about 40 to 1 when I put the gas together. I have used that little saw now for approximately 5 years, and it still runs like a top. I put the Seafoam in there, I put the Prolong in there, and I mix it a little heavy on the oil because I need this to last. I don't want to have to buy another saw. So chances are if I ever buy another saw, it will be used. And I don't know how the other guy treated it. You know, I don't know how much life I'm going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Well, Kyle, go back to heavier on the oil. We do that, too. And, class, the instructions don't say to do this. None of the instructions that I've ever read say to do this. But Kyle and I have independently figured out a long time ago, probably decades ago, is that when two-cycle engines first came out, they said mix one part of oil to 16 parts of gasoline. Then they said, you know what? Oil is improved. You can mix one part of oil to 24 parts of gasoline. Then it was one part oil to 32 parts gasoline. Then, and this is by volume, so 1 ounce of oil to 32 ounces of gasoline. Then it was 1 ounce of oil to 40 ounces of gasoline. And I think the current is 1 ounce of oil to 50 ounces of gasoline. I am stuck around the 1 to 32. So regardless of whether our chainsaws say 1 to 50, 1 to 40, I still go 1 to 32. And yeah, it soots up the spark plugs a little bit. But I haven't worn out an engine yet by making sure there's plenty of oil in the mixture, because the needle bearings on the crankshaft and the connecting rod and the piston rings and everything that moves is lubricated by oil mixed with gasoline. I'd rather have a little bit more oil. We'll get a little less horsepower out of it, but I'm looking for longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blasting yesterday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Rescuers rushing to save an American man trapped in the third deepest cave in Turkey. They were able to get Mark Dickey 6 units of blood. His condition currently stable. He is able to walk on his own. President Joe Biden's administration finalizing plans for a program it argues will further reduce air pollution from heavy-duty engines and vehicles across the United States. But truckers are arguing the proposed standards will crush the supply chain and put the American food supply at risk. A health alert has been issued by the CDC for reports of a fatal bacterial infection that thrives in warm coastal waters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, just a quick comment. I've been trying to zero in on this new Biden-Harris administration rules on cleaner trucks. And I don't know if either one of them has ever taken a class in physics or understands that there's only so many BTUs of energy in a gallon of fuel. And I think that the truck manufacturers are trying to find a balance between longevity of the engines and of the vehicles and of fuel economy. I think they're really trying to do that. But when the administration says you will clean up by 2027 the vehicle emissions, you will do that, and we don't know how you're going to do it, but you will do it. That's what the administration seems to be saying. At least that's my opinion on what I'm trying to understand. And the way it's been done in the past is absolutely idiotic. What they've done, manufacturers of vehicles, when the government says you will make these engines pollute less, they hang on devices. They add on air pumps. They add on catalytic converters. They add on all kinds of things to quickly meet the demands of the federal government. And what that does, 100% of the time, is reduce the fuel economy. So if you used to look at the fuel economy of the same vehicle in, let's say, Europe as the same vehicle in the United States, you'd see that the European vehicle's got about 25% more miles per gallon than the same vehicle in the United States. Is their gasoline better? No. Is their diesel fuel better? No. What they've done is they didn't have the emission controls that we had. So what they did was they said, we'll have less pollution if we use less or fewer gallons of fuel. Fewer gallons of gasoline and fewer gallons of diesel. United States said, we don't care about how much fuel you use. As a matter of fact, we want you to use more. And let's deplete the Earth's supply of fuel more quickly, and let's clean up the air. Which is idiotic. Because I know for a fact that I was able to get my old 1996 Mercedes, six-cylinder, non-turbo diesel, to get between 44 and 47 miles to the gallon. How many is it supposed to get? Between 30 and 35. Now, why is that? Why is that that I can do it? Why? Because I understand a little bit about physics. A little bit. So someone who knows a lot about physics could do a much better job and maybe get 60 or 70 miles per gallon. Maybe. I guess what I'm saying, class, is this new ruling on trucks, large trucks, that includes school buses, and they're focusing on electric vehicles to make some of this happen. This is all crazy because we're going to use more fuel, and we're going to put more heat into the environment, which is another stupid thing. Kyle, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, folks, in my opinion, you got to wrap your mind around the fact that they are trying to create monopolies in this country. Okay, they're trying to make the oil companies richer. The only trucking companies that are going to be able to survive here is going to be the hugest, biggest ones. And then they will absolutely control your movement of food, your movement of energy, your movement of everything, all your parts, everything. They will control it all. And then if you add the central bank digital currency into it, they will control even what you can buy and how much. So you better grow your own learn to fix, learn to restore, learn to be able to make things last, all of the things that USA Prepares is all about. I'm sitting here right now, Ben, in my living room with an old designed clothes dryer. And I think it's called a Rigid, R-I-D-J-I-D, and it reaches up about 5 feet high, and it's an accordion-like thing, and you spread this out and put your clothes on it in front of a wood stove or something, and you let your – it was designed for drying your clothes. Right now, what I have drying on it is about 200 onions. Because if you will put take these little bands, the little metal bands, and put one onion, tie two onions together, put one on one side of this and one on the other side of it, and let the onions dry out till the tops turn brown, they will last you through the winter, and you'll be able to have, you can dry the onions, you can cut them up and put them on a dehydrator and dehydrate them. You can do, they don't do so well if you freeze them. When they come out, of the freezer after being frozen, my experience with that is that they're kind of a little bit on the mushy side. If that doesn't bother you, you can throw it in stews and that kind of thing. But I have some more things I wanted to cover here real quick. So this is stuff that just has happened around the farmstead that I want to pass on to the class. So we had a big tree in the middle of one of our duck pens that has died. But, and if it were to fall over, it would fall on the fencing of the chicken pen and on the side of the duck pen and create a big mess. And we have been getting some higher winds. We get winds in the fall and we get them in the spring. So I decided, you know, rather than take a chance on this thing, I've got to cut it down. So in order to get the fence up, I either had to disconnect this 6-foot-high welded wire fence from around the steel post, which I have wrapped around like I never wanted it to come off, which I don't, you know, I don't. Or I had to pull the steel post out of the ground with the wire attached to it and get it over close to the tree, which is about 4 feet away. So get that over there close to it so that when I drop the tree, it doesn't crush the fence. Because what we have done, because when you put baby ducks in there, you can get hawks and stuff that will kill them. So I have a netting over the top of that went around this tree, and I have it over the top of the pen to save the baby ducks from being eaten. Because yeah, that's my life, not a livelihood, but that's the I want to preserve their life. I want to protect them. So what I did is I put this fence. I got this pole wet down at the bottom of it, and I started wiggling it around to get it back up there where it was, you know, to get it wiggled and loose enough to be able to pull up. And one of the things you can do to pull a steel post out of the ground is you can tie a really a non-stretching rope, which one of the ones that all ropes stretch a little, but the old type that are hemp rope, they stretch less. And you got to learn how to tie some knots. One of them is a slip knot. Because when you put this on the bottom of the steel post, you want a slip knot, something that tightens up onto the steel post real tightly. And then you want to be able to get a 2x4 or a 2x6 or something along that lines and tie the rope onto the bottom of the 2x6 and then put a log behind it and use that as a fulcrum to pry down on the long side with leverage of the 2x4, 2x6, and you can pull those steel posts up. Anyway, I pulled that post up, and I got it over there close to the tree, and I wanted to cut the tree at about 7 feet high because I have a 2x4 nailed into it to help hold up the fence. And you've got to learn how to cut a tree to be able to make it drop where you need it to. And there are certain tricks you can learn that will help you. And like I said, before I say this, don't do any of this. But what I did is I cut the tree in such a way, and I had a rope tied to it up a little bit higher, like about 10 feet up in the air. And I'm cutting this at about 7.5 feet. So I cut the tree. And if you learn how to cut the tree so that you don't cut all the way through, but you want it to pop, for lack of a better term, you want that tree, I wanted that tree top to jump, so to speak, to clear about 4 or 5 feet and get out of the way. So I had a very long rope so that the top of this tree, which was about 40 feet in the air, about 30 feet of it would be dropping. I wanted it so that if when the tree popped my direction, it wasn't going to hit me. So I had about 50 feet of rope, heavy duty rope, tied onto a four wheeler, and I had a little bit of tension on there. But when I got it to just where I wanted it, I hit the four wheeler, the power on the four wheeler, and that tree popped just exactly like I had planned and jumped about 6 feet. The bottom of the tree jumped about 6 feet, and then the tree dropped exactly toward my four wheeler, which is what I wanted, and it still was about 20 feet shy of hitting me because I had got enough rope to get out of the way. So sometimes you have to do things that are, I'm going to say, just if you're, when you get to the point of having to survive, folks, you're going to wind up having to do things so that you don't hurt yourself, number one, because you can't afford to go down. But number two, you're going to have to make whatever it is you're trying to work on or do accomplish what you need it to accomplish. And some of it is going to look a little risky. So you're going to have to really think this stuff through. You've really got to think, learn how to think and learn how to do these things that are going to keep you safe, number one, but accomplish what you need, number two. So I want to go back real quick to some knots. Here are some knots you need to look up and you need to write these down because you need to know how to do them. You need to know how to do a slip knot. You need to know how to do a trucker's hitch. You need to know how to tie a bowline. You need to know how to tie a bowline on a bite. Very important knots. Very important knots. The other knot that I really like that I have used quite often is called a prusik. P-R-U-S-I-K. Prusik knot. Learn how to tie that. It's a tension type knot that is movable along a taut line. If you have a taut line, you can tie a prusik around it, and you can move the tension on your other line. I'll pick it up on the other side. I hear the music.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Kyle's with us in the front of the classroom in Montana.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's talking about knots and class, so you can just simply go to your favorite search engine and type in types of knots, and you'll see pictures and how to tie them. And you might want to print that off, because who knows how long the Internet's going to stay up. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So the other one of the other knots that you're going to really want to know how to do on a farmstead is called a sheet bend, S-H-E-E-T bend, B-E-N-D. And it, you can use that to put a couple of different ropes together, and it's still able to come undone. The reason the slip knot is really important is because many times you're going to want to be able to have something tighten your rope, tighten down on what you need it to without slipping. And they're hard to get off. So if you can figure out a way to use the bowline or the bowline on a bite, which is way better, you can keep the bowline on a bite rather than a slip knot. If you can tighten down on a bowline on a bite, you can get that undone. So I use both a lot. So anyway, I wanted to cover a couple of other things before the end of the show. You've got to learn, folks, how to preserve your food that you're going to keep through the winter. So like I was talking about drying out the onions, you can take carrots and put them in sand and put a little bit of moisture, a little bit, very little. And you look it up right now while you can, like Vince said, print it out. And you can put them in sand, and they'll keep through the winter real well. Or you can can them, like my wife cans up many carrots. Or dehydrate them. You've got to get a dehydrator. We have been using the same Excalibur, big, I think it's got 10 or so shelves on it. I don't remember exactly, but we have been using the same Excalibur, dehydrator for close to 20 years now. And I bought a smaller one at a garage sale for $2 because it only has like four little shelves in it. And I called Vince up and he said, well, that's probably the thermal resistor. So sure enough, I took this thing apart, found the thermal resistor, ordered another one online. I think it was like $3 for this thermal resistor, soldered that back in there, and it works like a charm. So the reality is you need backups for things. Buy as much of things that you think you're going to need. Oil, filters, air filters, a small air compressor, all the fittings to be able to air up your own tires. All of this kind of stuff you need to be getting as soon as possible because we are under attack and they're forcing us into one of two scenarios. One, we stop complying and start standing against this stuff state by state by state if big capital IF. You can get enough governors and state legislatures that have backbones left that will stand up against the federal government. Number one, that's one scenario. Or two, we devolve into tyranny and to the point of inflation and a collapse of this society, which I think is more likely, so that you can't get what you need, and the only things you have are what you've got. So think about that statement. If the only thing you had was what you've got right now, how would you be sitting? How long could you stay in your house? How long could you run your household and your little farmstead or your homestead or whatever it is? How long could you preserve life for you and your family if all you had was what you have? Take stock. Your comments, Vince, for the end of the show.
I absolutely agree with you. And I was talking with Bam yesterday, and I said, so how are we doing on oil? He said, well, I just ordered some. I said, really? That's great. He said, I've been tracking the price, and I'm able to get it at the current price just before the increase, and that's what we're going to do. I said, great. That's a good move. And we tried to buy some John Deere parts this morning for our tractor, and what we're finding out is that, well, those repair parts aren't available anymore. So John Deere parts people just say, no, it's not available anymore. And just matter of fact, it used to be that that's why people bought John Deere equipment, because they had the parts. They maintained a parts inventory. Now it's, we don't have that available anymore. So where do we get one? Well, try the used market. Really? You can't, they don't have it either. So the problem is that we've got equipment, and then it's not just us. Farmers all over the country have equipment they can't get parts for. That's where we are. So what do you do with a 12,000-pound tractor that needs a $50 part, and you can't get it and you can't use it without it? What do you do with that tractor? Either you fabricate it yourself, or it becomes a boat anchor. Kyle's absolutely right. Get out of Dodge. Get spare parts. Get supplies, maintenance, and learn how to do everything for yourself. Because I don't think you're going to be able to call that guy anymore. Whoever it is that you would call to do something for you, I don't think he's going to be around to help you. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.